Good morning for the CJRU morning mixtape. I am Donovan LaCroixy, and I have with me, for the first time on the phone with me, Lord Brian James, artist Lord Brian James. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hey, what's up? It's actually the formerly Lord Brian James. It's Brian CXVI. It feels good to be, back, talking to the Toronto area. Spent some time up there, in Buffalo on the radio. So, it's family. I appreciate you for having me.
All right, so talk to us. You're into music, though. You're into music, and recently you've had some music that you've been working on. Tell us a little bit about, first of all, how you got into the music business.
I got into music in general in 1995 by picking up my first instrument, which was the drum set. And then, it was a saxophone in 1999. And then, every year after that, I added on a new instrument. And then I fell in love with, radio. So I kind of, put the professional side of music in the back of my mind, Then when I got into radio and started meeting some of these people, and really starting to meet the audience that was listening to the radio and kind of how they had that connection with the music, I kind of decided and, felt that, I can kind of develop that connection as well through music. So, 2016, I stepped away from radio to focus on beginning that career, and it's been a journey ever since.
Now, you call yourself a controversial artist. Do you want to care to explain that? Because you like Prince. You have spoken to me and told me you like Prince, and you like a little bit of controversy. Can you want to tell us why you like a little bit of controversy?
I do. To me, if you have a voice, you got to be saying something. And 9 times out of 10, if you're saying something, it's going to make somebody upset somewhere. That's just how it is, especially if you're speaking up for people who, aren't really spoken for as much, or if you're speaking up against the system, as they say, or if you're just trying to be yourself, the best version of yourself. Like, all of those things ruffle feathers, and it's something that I'm used to. I mean, I know for me, the biggest part of my controversy, if you will, would be my religious background. I got a lot of heat, if you will, from the religious side of what I was doing. A lot of religious leaders didn't like the fact that I was stepping into radio, didn't like the fact that I was stepping into the entertainment industry. And yeah, that was when I was about 18 years old, so I'm used to it by now. I'm about 10 years in to the controversy, if you will, but it makes the day feel worth it. You feel like you're fighting for somebody, and if being controversial is what it takes, and I'm fine with that.
And what category of music are you into more? Would you say you're more hip-hop, R&B? Would you say you're gospel? Are you trying to challenge your gospel roots, or what genre would people put you in?
Oh, it's interesting. It's definitely pop R&B. That's pretty much my lane. But if you dive into the music, you're going to hear, a little bit of spiritual behind it, and there's nothing I can do about that, It's a little bit of spiritual behind it. The lyrical nature may, take you to some country roots or some blues. But mostly, it's literally just pop R&B.
Okay, and what songs would you recommend? Because you were speaking about your religious convictions, your controversial songs. Are you trying to promote your controversial songs, or what would be the lead single for this new EP?
Okay, so the lead single that we've been pushing heavy is called Peace, Royal City, and it speaks of a time where kind of being ignored, being disrespected, if you will, in different situations, kind of brought out the animal in me, And it was an animal that I had to tame. It was something that I wasn't comfortable with being, that animal. I had to kind of humble myself. But this song is before I'd humble myself, if you will. So Peace, Royal City, it has a very deep hip-hoppy vibe to it, but a very heavy lyrical nature as well.
Okay, and people can find that on Spotify and iTunes?
Yeah, so, you know, Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, Google Play, Amazon, it's pretty much everywhere. If you literally just type into Google CXVI, Beach Rain Rock, the whole project will come up there. And I guarantee if you hit play on the first one, you literally just let it play on repeat at least two or three times,
Okay, and are you, in the album, would you say your influence is more by Prince or not necessarily? Because you said, again, you like Prince, and is the album, and you like controversy, is the album trying to be like your artist, the artist that you looked up to, Prince, or are you trying to do your own style, or who do you want to be recognized as?
You know, like, I felt the thing with Prince, like, from day one, like, I'm talking about when I was a little kid, like, I felt liberated in being myself from watching him be himself, you know? So I think that was, like, the introduction into music, you know, kind of chasing his footsteps. But while doing that, like, I found myself. I mean, there are some Prince-esque musical adaptations, you know what I mean? Like, you know, he uses a particular snare drum that I actually fell in love with as well. Sometimes, you know, a particular cadence, if you will. But I think the main similarity is the depth of lyrics. And, you know, we both like to dive into kind of like an uncharted territory, if you will, not necessarily comparing myself to him, but literally just, you know, literally just following those footsteps of just being who you are. Like, it's definitely my own sound, but in terms of being liberated and being free in who you are, yeah, we on the same page.
Okay. And where do you see yourself in music in 5 years? Do you see yourself doing more music, or do you see yourself just trying it out and then if it doesn't work, you'll just fall off the map?
Yeah, no, I definitely think that within 5 years, that influence, that pivotal part in the industry, it will definitely be prominent and definitely will be there. And honestly, it's something that kind of keeps me up at night sometimes, because I know that pushes the limits. You know, I know that, like, sometimes it creates some harsh situations for you to kind of live in, you know. But I'm looking forward to it, though. But I really do feel for the next 5 years that purpose, that goal, all of that would be fulfilled. I'll be on an even bigger stage than now.
Okay. And where can people reach you, your platforms, if they want to know more about Brian James?
Definitely. So I would say the first place to start would be my website, briancxvi.com, BRIANCXVI. I love to write. That is like that's just how I get away from the world. Like, literally just pick up the pen or open my computer and just type a book or whatever. And a lot of times I do a lot of blog posts that are very, very personal. You know what I mean? Some people wouldn't open up their life like that. But for me, it helps me get away. So you get a lot of blog posts up there. You get my music as well. But you get clips of me on the radio, like whatever I'm doing, podcasts, everything is all up there. BrianCXVI.com. Then on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, it's the same thing. BRIANCXVI.
Okay, and do you have any final words of closing to anyone? Anything you want to say?
You know what? Like, honestly speaking, I really would love to just say thank you to you, but just the city of Toronto. Like, I've come up there literally I DJed a couple of parties downtown that literally were some of the best moments of my life. I just needed to get away from Buffalo when I was on the radio up there, and I just crossed the border and just enjoyed my night up there or enjoyed my weekend, and some of the nicest people in the world, like, just, you know, just looked out for me, you know, and I'll never forget those moments. I'll actually be up there later on this month to come up there and finish my next book. So I'm hoping to get some more of that energy. But man, I'm just thankful, man. I appreciate it.
And more music too after the album as well too in the future, or am I pushing it there a little?
No, you're definitely not pushing it. I mean, honestly speaking, I have upwards of 307 completely original songs where I play every instrument. So it's like we want to, I want to put out everything now, like ASAP, but other people on the team want to kind of hold on to it for a little bit. So, the key, honestly, is just let everything happen organically. Like, I took a big risk, and you were there every moment since the beginning, since back in 2014. So, I took this risk of restarting my life, restarting, like, my brand and everything. And, everything just has to grow. When the time is right, I definitely put out some more stuff.
I really, really want to thank you so, so much.
Yeah, no problem, man. No problem. I'm here for you, bro. I really appreciate everything you do for me.
All right. And for CJRU, I'm Donovan LaCroixie.